prepare to attack the enemy's control points.
Get behind me, Doctor!
I am fully charged!
You are listening to Control Point, a Team Fortress 2 podcast with Brent Copeland, Eric Fullerton, Wes Wilson, and Spencer Williams.
Control Point, episode 100, recorded on January 3rd, 2010.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Eric Fullerton.
I'm Wes Wilson.
I'm Spencer Williams.
Well, holy cow, it's episode 100.
I can't believe it's episode 100. I totally am not. I wasn't expecting this. I thought the show would tank so long ago.
We've come a long way.
What a long, strange road it's been. Hey, do you remember when we were going to have a recording studio even back at episode one? Do you remember that?
Really?
Yeah.
We were?
Yeah. Remember we talked about having the box and everything?
I don't remember that.
Back in episode one. And you know what would have been nice about having the box?
What?
It wouldn't have been 90 degrees in here.
It is pretty hot.
It is very hot. I mean,
you should see my shirt. It's totally soaked.
It's very sweaty.
With man sweat.
Brent, you're by the window. You get to open it.
Oh, yay. That's my job, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Just open it. Open it. Come on. Get it open.
You don't have to use the briefcase to make noise, guys.
All right.
Okay, that was a little dramatic there.
Okay,
that
good. Thank you. You know what? No. Could you turn on? We don't want to turn off.
Yeah, this is a crappy way to start off 100.
I know. I'm sorry.
With opening up windows and stuff. But it's an awesome day. We have a ton of people in the chat room. Hello, chat room. Good day to record. We have a lot of guests for today. They're all on Skype right now. They're all waiting, and we're not going to even announce anybody
yet. I haven't even seen the list. I'm excited.
It's very impressive.
Have you seen the list, Wes?
Some celebrities that you would not even think that played to you.
Okay.
Nice.
Pretty cool. So should we start up this thing and open up the old briefcase?
Are we still doing, it's 100 episodes, we're still doing the briefcase?
Yes.
We have special things in the briefcase today.
Okay.
Like special, like they need professional help.
Oh, okay. Like we, the jury, find the briefcase.
Yes.
Kind of special.
Okay. All right, I'm taking it. Ready? I'm going to open it up.
Come on, everybody has to do a creaky sound for this one.
And there are some really cool stuff in here.
Sirens?
Eric?
Is this a skit we're about to have here?
Yeah. You didn't tell us about this.
I'm not playing. That's not a sound.
That is totally coming over the sound.
Wait, hold on. Take off your headset. Oh, whoa. Holy cow. What's going on?
Okay, that's real.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Whoa. It started to rain.
This is wintertime. They don't do the tornadoes here in the wintertime.
No, close the...
Can you close the window, Brent?
Before it, gets all over.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, anyway, to open up the...
What is it?
The power just went out.
Power went out? Is the feed still going?
Okay, so I guess we're not recording anymore.
Okay,
great.
What do we do?
Crap.
You want to check?
This was going to be an opposite.
Hold on. I did get my droid. And I still get a signal.
Can you check the weather?
Okay. I knew he'd fit that in here somewhere.
I know.
Why did this have to happen on episode 100?
I don't know.
This is going to be awesome. Did we lose all the people in Skype?
Yeah. I mean, we lost everything.
What does it say on the droid? Drob?
Twitter is going crazy.
Really?
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
This is not just here.
Yeah, I'm going to get some candles so we can at least see.
That doesn't look like normal lightning out there either.
No, it doesn't. What's going on?
It's getting really dark really fast. Okay, now it's getting really loud.
Whoa. Did you see that?
Is there someplace we can go, guys? I'm serious.
Actually, there is. I have a storm shelter. Here, help me move this table.
There's some guns out there.
Okay.
Can you grab that side of the table, Brent?
Yeah,
okay.
I got it.
Okay. All right.
You got a trap door here?
Yeah, there it is there.
Oh, well, let's get it down there. We'll talk about how awesome it is later.
Go down there.
Oh, wait, no more segments.
Man. Okay, well, at least we have candles down here. Yeah. Hey, there's some old bunny corn over here you can have, Wes.
Oh, I don't want to touch that stuff. That stuff was nasty
Did you try calling home or anything?
I tried. I'm not getting a signal because, they were in a cement...
I'm sorry, man. I'm freaking out. What are you laughing about? I'm freaked out.
It's so easy to freak you out.
Man.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. Man, it's loud.
Man.
Okay, now I'm freaked out.
Okay.
I wonder, is my house still here?
I don't know. do you have
I'm glad that your wife is in Mississippi.
I know, me too.
Why do you have a safe house in your crappy house?
It came with the house. I don't know. It's I've never had to use it until now.
This is actually much nicer than the other ones I've seen.
I don't know why we didn't always podcast down here.
I mean, you've got like inflatable chairs down here and everything.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
It's pretty cozy.
I like the big oversized
one. Thanks.
Man, that was a loud one.
I'm starting to get nervous.
Yeah, me too.
It's getting quiet.
Yeah, this could be like the last episode we ever do.
Shut up, man. No, it's not.
That'd be sad. So it sounds like it kind of blew over.
Man, are you sure? Because that was pretty rough. I'm not sure.
Oh, crap. I caught Pikachu's ear on fire.
Whoa,
oh, God, Brent.
Oh, wait. Okay. I can't stop it.
Oh. Jump on it.
Here, put it out.
Put it out with your giant nipple.
Your coat's on
stop
fire.
It. Dude, oh, my God.
Stop, drop, roll.
God.
Stop it.
Wait, I think I got it.
Oh, God. I'm getting out of here. I'm getting out of here.
Open the door.
Oh. God, tape.
Oh. My. God.
As our four hosts climb out of their hastily prepared shelter, they see nothing but destruction around them. Crumbled buildings are silhouetted against dark, reddened clouds. Bolts of purple lightning illuminate the sky, flashes of light briefly revealing the shattered skeleton of civilization. Hark! Hear the keening of the crows, circling above as they hunt for carrion. Something terrible has happened here.
What happened here?
Whatever it was something terrible.
Well, yeah, that's what the narrator just said.
Looks like Twoford after the red team demolishes the blue team.
I was thinking it looked like the Chief's soul net exploded.
Really? Is that what I came back for? Chief references? And what is this, a tired rehash of episode 50? Let me guess, at the end, I'm going to have to trade my life for Wes's. Again.
Oh, whatever, Spencer. Poor me. Boo-hoo-hoo. I sacrificed myself for Wes. I told you already. You didn't have to do it.
Nice gratitude you got there, jerk.
Well, I'm glad you're here with us now, Spencer, suffering the apocalypse along with the rest of us.
I'm sure you are.
I am.
That's what I said.
I know.
Okay, then. Shut up about it.
I'll shut up about it as soon as you...
Okay, stop it already. This isn't going to turn into the Wes and Spencer show again.
Whoa, Brent, where'd you get the gun?
I don't have a gun. It was a gunshot sound effect. This is a radio play, remember?
Oh, right.
Come on, we have to figure out what to do here. We need to make contact with somebody out there.
Help! Can anyone hear me?
We need to yell louder. We need to cast our voice to a vast number of people. We need to tweet.
Okay.
I have the most followers, so I'll send the tweet.
Oh, fantastic. That'll come in handy in a post-apocalyptic wasteland. What will you post? Let's see. Dear Twitter, I just climbed out of a bomb shelter and into a burnt husk of a world. I don't know how I'll survive, but at least I could rest easy knowing that I have a huge list of followers on Twitter. Oh, wait. You can't post anything. There's no iPhone service.
That was rude. And I think that was way more than 140 characters.
Check it out! I totally have a signal.
That makes absolutely no sense. I can't see a solid structure for miles, and you're telling me that AT&T's network is magically still working?
Well, I did pay for extended coverage.
Holy crap. Can you guys cut it out for even a minute? We need to figure out what's going on here.
I know what's going on here.
The three other hosts lean in, eager for Spencer to impart his knowledge.
Jellyfish. They finally invaded.
Oh, brother.
Dear God.
What?
I'm telling you! They finally have come to devour my face and destroy the world!
So, while you hallucinate, let's figure out what really happened. Any clues around here?
Oh, sweet!
What is it, Brent?
I just downloaded an app on my iPhone to help navigate in a post-apocalyptic world.
Oh, yeah. iCataclysm. I saw that in the App Store. But I never thought it'd come in useful. Man, they have an app for everything.
Well, it says we should go south. Let's move out.
The hosts gather up their belongings and head south across town, following the directions on Brent's iPhone. Looking around the devastation, they can't shake the feeling that they were spared, possibly for something much larger than themselves.
We have been walking forever. Are you sure we're going the right way?
Look, I'm just doing what the iPhone says. I don't know, but if we don't stop and take a break soon, I'm just gonna fall over.
Yeah, what the hell? I didn't sign up for long walks in the woods with you ladies.
What are you guys crying about? This is great. Fresh air, no stupid Steam chat invites from total strangers, smoke coming from the trees over there.
Smoke? Maybe someone's over there. Come on, guys.
The hosts take a closer look to find what appears to be a refugee camp. A grand bonfire surrounded by straw huts sits in the middle of the valley. Billowing smoke covers the charcoal sky as the hosts close in on the camp.
Are there people down there?
I can't see for all the smoke.
I think those are people. Are they dancing around a bonfire, maybe?
Guys, someone is coming this way.
Holy crap, you almost gave me a heart attack. Okay, calm down. Is that your camp? Okay, that's better.
Spencer, you can understand what he's saying?
Yes, I can. Look, it's a long story, which I can tell you some other time.
Oh, please do. I'm sure we'll have plenty of time for that later.
Oh, that's great news!
What is it?
We're being escorted to their campsite where there's food and water. The leader wants to talk to us.
As long as it's not another freaking mile.
Our heroes are led into a mysterious camp of pyros right smack in the middle of the barren wasteland. Men in rubber suits and gas masks stand in rows to greet them. One rather large pyro whose gas mask looks like that of a voodoo priest approaches. Spencer steps forward and raises a hand in greeting.
What are you? Are you hailing Hitler?
Thank you, oh great one. May the flames always come out the right end for you as well. Could you please tell us what has caused all this devastation? My friends and I were trapped below ground. He says it is a long and great tale. Everyone sit, I'll translate as best I can.
The hosts all take their places on the ground. The pyro leader claps his hands and pyros come pouring out of the huts carrying plates loaded with foods. The leader of the pyro steps towards the fire, raises his hands, and the flames begin to dance, rising higher and higher.
He says, a hip hop the hippie to the hippie. The hip hip hop and you don't stop. The rocket to the bang bang boogie, say up jump the boogie, to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. Skiddly bebop, a wee rock, a Scooby Doo.
Spencer, what does all this mean?
I think this is some sort of tribal pyro tongue.
So what do you say in plain English?
Welcome to the camp.
That's it? Welcome to the camp? He was talking for like 10 minutes.
Oh wait, there's more. An evil spirit decimated their village, some kind of demon. Sadly, the only survivors still wear their flame-retardant suits. These pyros refuse to remove them until the demon is destroyed.
Whoa!
Oh, man.
Sucks for them.
He says we're invited to stay the night. Eat, drink, and enjoy the night's festivities. For tomorrow begins the demon hunt.
As darkness falls, the hosts sing, dance, and party the night away.
Woo! This is the best party ever! Hey, pass me another one of those chicken kebabs. Those are so tasty.
I know! I think this is some sort of teriyaki sauce. I may have to get this recipe.
Oh yeah, who wants another margarita?
Hey, what's up with Spencer? He's being really quiet. And how is it they can understand these pyros?
I've always wondered that too. Hey, Brent, why don't you go and ask him if he wants a drink?
A margarita! Hey, Spencer, what's up? Why are you over here by yourself?
I don't know, man. I just have a funny feeling about all this. And just to add to my paranoia, there's a pyro next to that tent over there that's been staring at me all night.
Where?
Oh, don't look! It's cool, man. I just think I'm gonna call it a night. Do you know which hut is ours?
This one. With the skulls on it, I think?
Alright, sweet. I'll see you in the morning.
Everyone settles in for a good night's sleep under the stars. However, a suspicious figure wanders the camp, moving towards the skull-laden hut.
Yeah, beep, 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 beep.
What the crap? What?
Spencer Williams is interrupted from his dreams of candy canes and lollipops to the frightful sights of a pyro duct taping his mouth closed. Something Wes has been attempting for years. Nonetheless, Spencer is dragged from his slumber and into the woods far away from the camp. Oh, we've gotten ourselves into a sticky situation. Between Spencer's taped mouth and the pyro's masked face, I'm afraid the listeners won't know what's being said here. Suddenly, the pyro, acting as if he could hear me, rips the tape from Spencer's lips.
Ow!
In a moment of desperation, the pyro removes the mask.
Spencer, it's me.
Mom?
Spencer, honey, I don't have time to explain.
Just wait a minute. I saw him take you away when I was five. That back-burning pyro broke into our house, took you, and burned down our house. I spent the last 27 years devoted to hunting him down. I learned to speak pyro, and now I'm so close.
I'm so sorry, but that pyro was me.
Wait, what?
That was my future self, saving myself of the past.
You're telling me that you're a time traveler, and that pyro was you all along?
I'm sorry, honey. I did it to ensure your safety, your future.
From what?
Your father.
I thought my father was dead.
Someone's coming. Here, take this and leave this camp. Don't ever return.
Wait! I need to know more!
Hey, there he is!
I see him!
Hey, Spencer! Run!
What are we running from?
The pyros! The cannibals! They want to eat us! Run!
Okay. Oh.
The hosts run for their lives. They run and run until their legs buckle beneath them.
What happened to you, Spencer? Where'd you go?
I was dragged out of the hut by my by a pyro who was trying to warn me of something.
Of what?
I don't know. You scared her away when you came running.
Her? It was a girl pyro? Was she hot?
She gave me this envelope. I'm kind of freaked out about what might be inside.
Here, I'll open it.
No, I'll open it. By the way, how'd you figure out they were cannibals?
Well, I woke up to take a leak and I happened to notice a huge cauldron above the fire.
Yeah, they do like to cook.
And I heard something from one of the huts. A couple of pyros cutting up vegetables?
Okay, and how does that make them cannibals? We are not made of carrots.
They were watching Soylent Green!
So what? It's a good movie.
I saw the cookbook they were using. It was The Dummy's Guide to Cooking Humans.
Maybe you read it wrong. Maybe it said Hunan, as in Hunan cuisine.
Do you want to know what was cooking in the cauldron?
What?
People. Human beings just floating around.
Ew. Okay, good call on the cannibal thing, man.
So, Spencer, open the envelope already.
There's a letter. It says, "Go see the old man on the hill. He will guide you."
That's it?
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, wait, on the back there's some numbers.
Oh, those are GPS coordinates.
I got this. Let me just put those into Google Maps.
Let's see what else is in here. Hey, there's a lanyard. Says Valve Software. That's cool. Somebody's ID is on here.
Let's see it. Who is it?
Doug Lombardi!
Man, these kebabs are so good.
At morning's first light, the hosts embark on a journey that will take them to their GPS destination with the help of Brent's iPhone. Spotted high on a hill is a lone fire with a dark figure sitting beside it. Who could this be? Will he have the answers, or will he just have more questions? Our hosts ascend the mountain into the unknown to find out who is waiting for them.
Holy crap! I'm already sick of walking, and I'm pretty sure this is just the beginning.
Please don't start complaining again. That's the last thing I want to hear right now.
Funny, Brent playing the cowbell is the last thing I want to hear right now.
Thanks a lot. In here I thought there was always room for cowbell.
And here you thought wrong.
I could start singing. I know how much you love my singing.
Only when Wes is singing and I need someone to drown it out. only when my hair is on fire. Only when there's a car about to hit me. Only when I'm dead and you're trying to wake me from the grave. Only when my glasses prescription has gone bad and I need corrective eyewear. Only.
Okay, I get it, Spencer. You don't like my singing.
Only when I'm bleeding and there's a fire that needs to be put out. I don't even know what that means.
Okay, gents. All this talk about musical instruments and singing is getting me primed for a song.
Can we at least wait till we see who's up here?
Nope. Let's do this.
Let's hit it.
Walking up the hill, we are walking up the hill. Walking up the hill, we are walking up the hill.
These lyrics took no skill about walking up a hill.
Oh, but what a thrill it is to be walking up a hill. What do you think there is gonna be at the top of the hill? No telling, Wes, just keep on walking to the top of the hill.
Hey guys, let's rest. Can't keep walking up this hill.
Okay, Brent, let's rest.
Rest over.
I think we are close to the top. We are close to the top of the hill. I'm getting a chill, baby, thinking about what's the top of the hill.
Top of the hill.
I sure hope we get to the top of the hill soon. I'm getting tired of singing about it.
But isn't it cool that we can play all these instruments while we hike up this hill?
Yeah, it's not a bad little tune either.
It's a lot better than listening to Brent bang on a cowbell.
Hey Brent, this part needs a little guitar. Yeah, just like that.
To the top of the hill.
I think that we're close to the top. Close to the top of the hill, yeah. I'm getting a chill.
Guess what?
What?
I said, hey guys, guess what?
What?
Hey guys, guess what? Stop asking. What is it, Eric? I think we are finally at the top of the hill.
The hosts climb to the top of the hill to see an old tattered teepee and a campfire. The man, sporting an impressive feathered headdress, sits close to the flames. Raising his palm to his shoulder, he greets our hosts.
How?
Well, we climbed, of course. I think the real question is who? Who are you?
Oh my god, you're the chief!
Okay, this day can't get any weirder.
I am the chief and the leader of the tribe. I am your guide.
Sweet! Guide us, Chief! Guide us!
Calm down, Eric. Look, Chief, can you tell us what happened here? Who's responsible for this destruction?
Please, sit with me around the fire.
Ooh, it's story time.
Everything on the earth has a purpose. Every disease an herb to cure it. And every person a mission. Take this briefcase and deliver it.
Wait a minute. This is starting to sound suspiciously like a quest. I'm not sure I'm up for another quest.
Spencer, shut up.
Sorry, Chief. Go on.
Take this briefcase and deliver it to the evil that plagues these lands. It should be opened only by one with a dark heart and spirit.
Well, what if we accidentally open it?
To one that is pure of heart, the great power within the briefcase will set the spirit free into the higher realm to live with our fallen brothers for eternity.
That doesn't sound too bad.
And then your physical self will be encased in stone forever.
Oh, well, that part sounds bad.
So, Chief, since you're in the quest-given mood, how do we begin? Can you tell us what to do next?
Brothers, we must be united. We must smoke the same pipe. We must fight one another's battles. And most of all, we must open our heart and soul to the Great Spirit. Take this. Puff, puff, give.
Okay, I lied. This day is about to get a lot weirder.
I don't feel anything. Do you guys feel anything?
Wes, I know you feel something. You don't feel that horn growing out of your head?
Let's turn into a unicorn.
Guys, I am not turning into a unicorn.
Oh, wait, I am.
Oh, wait, I am. Oh, wait, I am.
Yeah, you look kind of hot as a unicorn. Oh, God, you're hot.
It's crazy. I am hot. I'm totally hot.
Where are we? Are we just sitting around a campfire?
And where did the chief run off to?
It's not just a bagpipe, it's a musical instrument. Take it! The Explorer!
So, we have located items you have missing. Apparently, the agency has been hunting them for you. They're called Uber Servers! Uber Servers!
Hello, guys! Remember me?
Oh my God. It's Doug Lombardi.
Man, go away. You're bumming me out.
Just dropping in to see how my favorite podcasters are doing here in this bleak wasteland.
Did you do this? Are you, like, responsible for this destruction, man?
Wouldn't you like to know? Yes, we would. You got me. It was me. How did you ever figure it out? You guys are so smart.
Wait, we busted in your moon base. We locked you away. Uber Servers is no more.
Uber Servers is no more. Let's just say I had a little help from my friends.
Man, this is some good stuff. If I wasn't completely blitzed on whatever was in that peace pipe, I'd punch you in your stupid face.
Oh, so much rage. I'll see you all very soon. We'll have a whale of a good time. Have a nice trip. Ta-ta.
Dude, he's gone. What do we do now?
We find Doug Lombardi and we kick his ass.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Hit right on.
The chief leaves our host with these last words.
Living is easy with eyes closed, misunderstanding all you see.
The chief gives Eric a small pouch.
What do I do with this, chief?
If you have lost your way, sprinkle this dust into a flame and I will appear. Use this only out of desperation.
Haunting visions of Doug Lombardi plague the dreams of our hosts as they sleep off the spiritual effects of the chief's offerings.
Wake up, you guys. You passed out or something.
Don't touch me there. Wait, where are we?
Looks like France to me.
How can you tell?
Well, for one, unless they've built another Eiffel Tower somewhere else, we are standing on it.
Actually, they did build another Eiffel Tower somewhere else.
Huh?
Yeah. We're actually on the Tokyo Tower.
We're in Japan, baby!
Okay, what are we doing in Japan?
I don't know, but I feel like I have a hangover and I'm totally starving.
Me too. I haven't eaten since, well, the pyro camp. Oh, wait. Those weren't chicken kebabs, were they?
Oh, God. Okay, let's climb down and find food.
The hosts descend over 1,000 feet of the tallest self-supporting steel structure in the world. Tired and hungry, our heroes hunt for food.
This feels really weird to be in the middle of civilization again.
I know. This is great. We can finally get some real food, get a shower, you know, maybe get online too.
This is great, but Doug Lombardi is still on the loose. The United States of America is completely destroyed. We need to get help. Maybe the Japanese military can help us.
Yeah, good luck with that. Anyone here speak Japanese?
No problem. I have an app for translating anything to anything. Let's get some food and figure something out.
I could totally go for some General Tso. Maybe some Kung Pao, Mugu Gai Pan. Is that Japanese or Chinese food?
I don't know. I want to eat more people.
Is anyone listening to me? I mean, if we're not going to get the military, let's at least get on an airplane and go somewhere. We need a plan. Let's hail a cab, and we can get some food on the way to the airport. Like this one, here.
Yo, taxi!
Hello, fellas. You looking for a ride?
Azizi!
Wow, Azizi, you really get around.
Yes, Azizi is international now. I install hovercraft kit. I go across ocean. Now car is faster than dolphin.
That is amazing.
Can you take us to a drive-thru? We're pretty hungry. I also need to get back to Alabama.
Anything for my favorite broadcasters. Azizi take you anywhere you want to go. Yalla, yalla. The hosts stock up on fine Japanese fast food in hopes of rationing it for days to come. The amazing Azizi once again saves our hosts from being stranded in a foreign country. They all sing songs and tell stories on their long trip across the North Pacific Ocean. Over 5,000 miles later, they reach solid ground.
I have them in my sights, Commander. They are driving across country in a taxi with the destination of Alabama.
Very good. Keep your eye on the prize, and we'll make Mr. Lombardi very happy.
Over and out.
Here we are, back in the wasteland again. What now?
I still have no understanding of why we came here. Does anyone else feel like we're being followed?
Wes, I think all the MSG is making you paranoid. Wait, is there MSG in Japanese food? I thought that was Chinese. Anyway, I think something is making you paranoid.
Whatever.
Let's crack open another fortune cookie. You know, see what's in our future. Let's see. It says, if you want the rainbow, you must put up with the rain. What do you think that means?
Maybe it means putting up with Spencer's negativity will somehow pay off?
Oh, crap. It's raining.
Well, let's run into this cave over here.
Wow, this is a big cave. Let's see what's down here.
Wes always did like poking around in dark holes.
No, 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 no. We agreed. No more of that.
What? All I'm saying is that you're an accomplished spelunker.
Well, I did go to Cumberland Caverns that one time.
An accomplished butt spelunker?
Man, it's really dark in here. Hey, Brent, why don't you use that flashlight app on your iPhone?
Good idea. This seems eerily familiar. Only thing we're missing are bagpipes.
Uh-oh, I think I stepped on something. I think it's a switch.
Or some poop.
The wall! It's opening!
It's so bright!
It is an age of fear and loathing. Forces of evil sweep the land. But one venturous man refuses to participate in this new destructive way of life. He leaves in a quest for higher ground for those who have suffered enough. The people call him the Explorer.
Something about bagpipes. That's a tune I can dig. Mama didn't raise no fool.
The Explorer! First the Chief, now the Explorer. Man, this is turning out to be one awesome adventure.
Apart from that end of the world bit?
And the fact that we ate people earlier, that kind of sucked.
Ah, yes, sir. I seem to remember you cats now. You be in here fiddling with your pipes and then you make like the wind and vanish. Now what brings you to my humble abode?
It started raining, so we jumped in here to stay dry. And, well, can you help us with our quest?
Can you dig it? I'm the quest man cometh, or something like that. Rich. Stretch my ears and lay it on me, peeps.
Okay, so we were in a storm shelter for a bit, and then we came out, everything had changed. First, we escaped a camp of cannibal pyros, then we met the chief who told us to use a briefcase as some sort of weapon against a demon. Or something like that. We smoked this really awesome pipe. What happened next? It's kind of fuzzy there. But at the end, we grabbed some fast food in Japan, rode on a hovercraft with an Egyptian taxi driver, and ended up in this cave. I have no idea what's going to happen next.
Flying high on the smoke of the peace pipe, upon the winds of change. Yes. That is why you are here. You have only heard part of your mission. You must usher this briefcase to the Val HQ. Evil cats took over once you all got rid of Doug Lombardi.
Well, that doesn't seem hard to do.
Sure it don't. Bet it'll be a cakewalk then. I think someone's still buzzing from the pipe smoke.
See, the briefcase stays at my house. I'm like the guardian of the briefcase. So I'll continue to carry it.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger. Be warned. The closer you get, the heavier that case will become. The more tempted you will be to open it. But peril lies in that decision. You must let the new head of Valve open the briefcase.
Well, that's weird. I could have swore the chief said that we should open it.
No, no, cats. That is the last thing you should do.
Sounds good to me. The Explorer has helped us out in the past, and I'm not really sure I trust old Chiefy anyways.
Well, I guess that just leaves one more issue then. How do we get back there? I mean, we don't have any magical bagpipes this time.
That is not an issue. There's a boat down on the shore that you can take across to dry land.
What are you talking about? We are on dry land.
You are currently in my pad, which happens to be located on an island in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. You dig? Now, how you hipsters found it, I'll never know.
Either this story has some major continuity issues, or there's something else at work here.
Maybe a little of both. Good luck to you, cats, and hope to see you around.
The hosts set out on the next leg of their journey. They leave the cave and head down to the shore, where they find a boat waiting for them.
A rowboat? Are you serious?
Great. All right, everybody on the boat. Is this where we summon the chief to help us row? I bet he's a pretty darn good rower.
Really? Do we have to discuss the chief's ability to row right now? I don't necessarily like rowing, and I'd love for him to be here rowing too. Why don't you call him up with your fairy dust?
You know, he said to only use it if we were completely lost and needed his help. You know, I don't think that really applies here.
Well, I don't even know where we're going, and I used to be in the Navy, remember?
Fine, but we have to sprinkle it on a fire. I mean, what, you want to start a fire right here on this boat, Navy man?
Jeez, what's with the attitude?
I don't know. Just been feeling funny ever since I've been carrying that briefcase.
Well, then just give it to me. I'll carry it for you.
That's okay. I've got it. Let's just get back to rowing.
So why are we up here rowing and Spencer sleeping in the back there?
Something about a phobia of jellyfish.
Really? He's still pulling that one? Come on, biatch, wake up!
Hey, quit kicking me, you douche nozzle. farts for brains. Hey, what are you doing, Eric? You're not supposed to open that thing.
Oh, come on. I see it now. I've always made up the skits for opening the briefcase, so I'm supposed to be the one to open it. It all makes sense.
No, it doesn't. Remember, we're supposed to be opening it in front of Doug Lombardi to freeze him or something.
No, no, you're all wrong. I'm opening it.
You can't! Someone stop him!
Get him! Stop him!
Stop him! Oh, God!
Hit him with a stick!
No!
What the crap, guys?
Look what you did now! Someone go out and get it!
I am not going out there. There's jellyfish in the ocean. That's where jellyfish live.
What's wrong with Eric?
I don't know. Someone must have hit him hard.
Is he dead? Wait, no, he's still breathing. I think it's from being so close to the briefcase for so long. And now being parted from it. That's what would make sense scientifically, at least.
That's pretty odd. But he was acting all funny when anyone else tried to carry it.
Glad we could discuss this while the briefcase goes bye-bye, just floating away out there.
God, you guys are so weak. I'll go get it.
As Wes removes his shirt and prepares to dive in, a huge blue whale rises to the surface and sucks the briefcase into his mouth.
What happened?
Oh, nothing. Moby Dick just ate the briefcase.
Moby Dick was a white whale, Spencer. That was definitely a blue whale.
Wait, a whale? Where are we?
Man, maybe you ate some bad Japanese food or something.
You've been acting really different since you've been carrying that briefcase.
Yeah, now that you don't have the briefcase, you seem fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like the briefcase had control over me.
Now what are we going to do? Our whole goal is to get that briefcase to Valve.
Oh, this is the perfect time to try out the whale tracking app I have on my iPhone.
Brent, I'm glad you have that app now and all, but seriously, why did you buy a whale tracking app in the first place?
Yeah, were you worried you were going to wander too close to SeaWorld or something?
It was only a dollar. Now, let's see. There's something wrong. I can't get a lock.
Is there a help file or something for that?
Yeah, here it is. Oh, iWhale Tracker is not compatible with blue whales.
Oh. There was a dollar well spent.
You know what, guys? This is weird, but I still feel a kind of a tugging at me in that direction.
That's where the whale went. Your bond with the briefcase must still be there. Let's follow it.
And what? Capture the whale? Yeah, maybe the four of us can go off on a tangent and bore him to death with our conversation.
We don't have much of a choice. I'm going to have to agree with Wes on this one.
Spencer agreed with Wes? That is odd. But yeah, I don't see any other way. We'll figure something out.
The hosts paddle for days and days and in and out of weeks. Beginning to starve from lack of food, they find themselves having difficulty even staying awake. Overcome by their hunger, they begin pondering who should be sacrificed first so that the others can eat. After a long debate, they finally decide that Brent has the most to offer his co-hosts. When woken up and informed of his fate, Brent shouts that he was an original dead worker, and so his votes count double. Suddenly, the castaways were overwhelmed by a huge storm that tossed them about the seas. Their boat is overturned, and our hosts are swallowed by the dark seawater. The next morning, they find themselves washed ashore.
I hate the sea.
No kidding. Ah! Ah!
Look at him go!
Jellyfish, it's in my pants!
Oh. You're gonna have to stop hopping around if you want us to help you with that.
Get away from my pants! I don't want you in my pants either! Ah! Ah! Oh, wait. It's just a baggie with some dust in it.
Oh, good. I was worried I lost it. That's the dust from the chief.
Oh, yeah, so it is. Look at that.
Okay, guys, so I'm hungry and we're on an island without a jellyfish to eat. Maybe we should check out that hut over there.
What hut?
The one on the beach over there.
Oh, how convenient. At least it's not a cave. But if the explorer is in the hut, then I'm going ballistic.
I'm not feeling so well.
Dude, it's the briefcase. Or with the lack of food and water, Maybe the sunburn. Or the Japanese food. No telling what it is. Let's just keep moving.
Yeah, we're almost there.
Hello? Anybody there?
Hello?
No answer. Should we just go in?
It's probably deserted. I'm gonna open the door.
Well?
It's empty. Let's go in.
As the hosts walk into the hut, they see a hammock and a dresser with a mirror on it. But no one appears to be here at the moment.
It must have been a whale watcher or something. There's a bunch of photos of whales on this mirror.
Oh, wow.
Not much else here. I wish there was some food or water at least.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this stuff in here is old or new, really.
Hey, guys. Come outside. Check this out.
What is it?
This fire pit. It's still hot.
Okay, now that's odd. Anyone have an explanation besides someone is still here?
Well, they aren't here now. Let's look around some more. If we're lucky, there's a boat, or if we're really lucky, a radio.
Ho there!
A rather husky man with a fluffy gray beard wearing rubber boots and a knit cap riding upon the back of a dolphin comes gliding up to the shore. He unmounts and leaps into the air with the agility of a monkey. He lands before the host, puffing from his wooden tobacco pipe and squinting one eye.
What are you boys doing in my camp? Quit scrounging in my stuff, you hooligans. Run off with ya! This is my stuff and you have no business being here, boys. Now shoo, shoo.
Hold up, we're just starving travelers who are washed up on shore.
Who are going to steal me belongings. Well, that's not going to happen, laddie.
No. That's not it at all. We just need help. We're not going to steal anything from you, I promise. Let's start from the top. I'm Wes. Nice to meet you.
Aye, Wes. Good strong fisherman's name. Short for Wesley, is it? Has an old English meaning. Western Meadow. Now that I think of it, it's not a good fisherman's name at all, Sonny.
That's right. I'm not a fisherman.
I bet none of you are fishermen.
Nope.
No, not me.
Well, I've been fishing a few times. The fishing was good, it was the catching that was bad.
Reckon you will all learn mighty fast. Why, washing up on people's shores, man gets mighty hungry out here. All alone. By the way, the name's Jones. Salty Jones.
Nice to meet you. Oh, and it's like the old saying, give a man a fish and you'll feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, you'll feed him for a lifetime.
I heard it a bit differently. Give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day, but hit a man with a brick and you can have all of his fish. And his wife.
No. Seriously, you guys. It's build a man a fire and he'll be warm the rest of the night. Set a man on fire and he'll be warm for the rest of his life.
Wait, no. Give a podcaster a fish and he will sign it and sell it on eBay. Teach him to fish, and he will transform this knowledge into a fishing show and spend the rest of his life talking about fish and rubbing his nipples.
Did Salty Jones just fall asleep standing up?
Hey, wake up!
So what's your business out here, boys? Sunny Jim, laddie boy.
We're tracking down a big blue whale.
Tracking a whale? What, pray tell, are you going to be doing with that blue whale, Sonny Jim?
He stole something from us, and we want it back.
You boys look like city folk to me. Sure don't look like the tracking whale types, that's for sure.
No, it's our friend. He's got a tracking device that's on the thing that the whale ate.
That's mighty strange. Salty Jones has lived out in these here parts most of me life, he has. Only knows of one blue whale. Salty Jones doesn't think she's a thieving type, though. Must have been something quite special, must have been.
Yeah, nothing special, just a briefcase that we need. Could you lead us to the whale, or talk to them like you do the dolphins?
Of course, boy. Salty Jones can talk to all the critters of the sea, he can, and does. For you see, I was born in Britain. By the sea I was bitten, very young to this island and sail. Made a life out of fishing, playing croquet and knitting. And that is the Salty Jones tale. Took the sea as me braid. My brand new wife raids the tide. Her bounty beyond the veil. Learn the language of the deep. To all the critters I can speak. And that is the Starkey Jones tale. I can speak to the eels, sea cucumbers and seals, and the squid, and the sea turtles and crabs, and the seahorse and the lobster and the walrus and the narwhal and the sea lion and the manatee and the sponges and the scallops and the barnacles and the shrimp and the sea anemones and the starfish and the clams and the
crabs
and the
jellyfish
keeps going on,
doesn't it?
And the sea urchin and the stingrays and the sea
can we hurry this up, please?
And the sharks and the chicken of the sea. Lead a simple life by the sea, in a hut under a tree. My best friend is a giant blue whale. I don't need no computer, hell, mermaids are cuter. And that is the Salty Jones tale.
So that's me. What do you boys do?
Well, we are podcasters. We podcast.
Podcast? Like cast in line for pods of whales? Ooh, I just knew it. You were here to trickle Salty Jones and kill his friend whales.
Oh, no. Not as in whale pods. It's a term for a radio show you listen to on an iPod.
Whose pod?
An iPod. A device you listen to music on.
Only music Salty Jones knows is the beautiful whale songs. This here iPod, is it made from whales?
No, it's electrical. Let me show you mine.
Brent pulls out his iPhone and hands it to the old man, who looks at it curiously. Eric then flips a switch, touches a few buttons, and an old episode of Control Point starts playing.
Episode 31, recorded on May 18th, 2008. I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
I'm Eric Pullerton.
I'm Spencer Williams, and I am playing Conan right now, so, you know.
Put down the sword!
I can't, and I don't have a sword, I have a giant hammer.
So you've been playing
and it's awesome.
The Age of Conan O'Brien.
Completely different game, but oddly enough, just as fun.
Holy crap.
In the year 1400.
Nice. Anyway, so, welcome to Control Point, a nominally Team Fortress 2 podcast. I don't know, do we have a briefcase skit? Or?
We do, I have it here.
Why, I'll be a barnacle's uncle. That's the four of you and it's talking up a storm. And you call that a podcast?
Yeah.
And you haven't heard any or nary any time in the future wanting to hurt any whales?
Of course not. We just want our briefcase, we promise.
iPod. Takes all kinds, I suppose. Takes all kinds. Okay. Salty Jones has a doozy of a deal to make with you laddies.
Okay, let's hear it.
Salty Jones will take you to the whale and help you get your stuff back if you stay for dinner.
Yum. What's the carpe diem?
What's that, Sonny?
You know, the fish of the day.
That's not what carpe diem means, Eric.
You eat what you catch. That's the rule on my island.
I guess I'll be having old boot.
What are you all standing around for? Grab a pole, and let's drown some worms.
After a long day of fishing, our hosts finally catch themselves a handful of saltwater assortments. Salty Jones feels sorry for them and shares his 200-pound swordfish. After much-needed rest, the hosts are awakened by Salty.
Wake up, you city lubbers. I found Matilda the whale, and she's gotten your buxom-a-jiggy.
Alrighty, let's go get it.
Not so easy, but let's get a move on.
How do you suppose we're going to catch her anyway? Swimming? I mean, I used to be a lifeguard, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, and we did lose our boat yesterday.
I'm not swimming if I don't have to.
No one is swimming. Well, much that is. I've got some boats we can use.
Great, more rowing.
Why, you land folks sure do complain a lot. Follow me. Hurry up.
The host follows Salty to the water where two boats are waiting. As everyone climbs aboard, Salty throws a rope into the air, and everyone is surprised when a dolphin emerges to take the rope and pull the boat forward. Salty does the same for the other boat, and in no time at all, everyone is doing a full clip out into the ocean. After an hour or so, Salty gestures and the dolphins move in together and slow to a medium pace.
Okay now, time to get eaten by Matilda the whale.
Hold up, eaten by Matilda?
Well, sure. How did you suppose you was getting the case back? Come out here and mighty fine. How you do there, Matilda? Please giving me that there box back.
Jesus, Eric, look what you've done. If you hadn't tried to open the stupid briefcase, we'd all be well on our way home and not well on our way into a whale's stomach.
All I can think of here is Pinocchio and Moby Dick. People got eaten by whales in those, right?
One's a fairy tale and the other... Look, no people get eaten by whales, as in dead, eaten, chewed on, spit out. It just doesn't happen.
I think we're just going to have to trust old Salty on this one.
Mighty fine idea you got, boys. Trust Salty. He won't let you down. Nary a soul he would do that. So, yes, everyone into the small boat. Can you hear the whale song? It sounds like an orchestra. Orchestra.
Can we do this already?
Sure we can. Matilda! Come and get it!
Up close, the giant blue whale that the host had seen suck down the briefcase loomed monstrous. Its gaping maw fully engulfs the small dinghy, and like a wet and wild ride, the host slide down into the whale's belly. Ah!
Now that was fun. Where in the heck are we now?
Looks to be like we are in the belly of a whale.
Holy crap, we're alive!
We're alive!
Hello, governors.
Doug Lombardi!
Get him!
Wait, no, let me explain.
Okay, start talking.
What are you doing down here?
Yeah, and how did you escape? We caught you red-handed on the moon!
And why do you not sound like Dr. Doofenshmirtz anymore?
Ah, yes, that. Well, it's quite a story. I have a feeling you're all well aware of the Explorer, right?
Yeah, he's helped us out quite a bit.
Oh, he has he? Let's see. The first time you met him, you ended up foiling what seemed to be an unstoppable plan. Then the second time you met him, you ended up in a whale. What a treasure he's turned out to be.
He helped us stop you from taking over the world. That's one thing we know for sure.
That's not entirely true. Here's the brass tacks. I was going for a ruby down the frog in the jar when the bone went. God, blimey, if it weren't the trouble. She'd had her bonnet done and bought a new tit for tat. Now her plates were given a jip. Well, she gave me a real north and south full about the porkies I told her, about the waitress that I'd rested my mince pies on. So I puts on me new whistle and Peckham Rye and went down to the rubber-dub-dub, and she had a cup of rosy and I had a jar. And that's how I became Cockney, Governor.
I have no idea what you just said. Could you at least tell us how you escaped the moon and why you're standing here inside a whale's stomach?
Yeah, and this time, say it in English.
I was brainwashed by the Explorer to steal those briefcases. Once I was caught, he was done with me. He was going to kill me, he was. So I escaped the moon fortress on an escape pod headed for Earth. I guess I can admit I'm not much of a pilot or navigator. I crashed into the Atlantic Ocean. Well, ended up here.
How can we trust you?
I'm telling the truth. Think back to the time before the Explorer. I was the bloody head of Valve. I didn't need to take over the world, and now look who owns Valve.
Uber servers. Not really something you would want. Guys, I can't say I'd truly trust him yet, but he is making some sense.
How about this as some proof of me trustworthiness?
The briefcase! Well, that's a start.
I'll say. If he is such a bad guy, why would he give us the briefcase back, with all of its power?
I'll tell you why. We need to free Val from the hands of those bloody observer blokes. The captain who runs the place now is destroying the world I was building for gamers.
It's going to take more than the four of us, I'm afraid.
With the power that the observers have now, it would take some free spirits, just like the four of you, to take them down. So don't worry. You will figure this out. I've trusted your judgment in the past, and you've never let me down. Now take the briefcase and get out of here.
Won't you be going with us?
I must rest for now. I'm free of the Explorer's hold here. And until Valve is free, I'm afraid I must abide in the belly of this whale. Take care, governors.
Thanks, Doug. We won't let you down.
Yeah, we'll save Valve. And in the process, we'll save the whole world. Again.
But first, how do we get out of here?
I know. We'll just catch right out on his water spout.
One by one, the four hosts get shot out of the whale and swim over to where Salty is waiting.
Well, well, the landlubbers did it. You got your case, laddie. So now we can go. See ya, Matilda!
As the day winds down, the hosts sit around the fire discussing their plan of attack.
That was really odd. And I just don't know if I trust Doug Lombardi yet.
The Explorer is a bad guy? Really? He seemed so cool and non-threatening.
Yeah, and Doug is a good guy after all? It's all so confusing.
Eric! The dust! I can't believe I'm even saying this, but why don't you call the chief and see what he says?
Brilliant. Okay, everybody stand back. I'm gonna throw some dust into the fire.
Eric, I see you are in need of my wisdom. What is it you seek?
We just got some information from Doug Lombardi about the briefcase and the Explorer, and we just don't know who to believe at this point.
Look into your hearts and minds. Who do you believe, my son? Who have you followed all these years?
Doug has always been there for us. Hell, he was even around when they put our podcast on their blog.
Well, actually, that was Robin Walker, but I see what you're getting at. Doug has been running Valve, and we have all gotten a great deal of fun playing their games.
Well, technically, Doug Lombardi is the VP of marketing at Valve. He helps manage and coordinate third-party relations, marketing, and press activities. But he still does a bang-up job.
Thank you, Captain Technical.
Technically, this blah, blah, blah. You know, technically what? Gabe Newell will kick all their asses if they were working for the evil team. So I think I know who I'm going to believe.
Wait, he didn't make spies or snipers, did he?
Oh, quit it, Wes. Those were in the original Team Fortress.
All things in the world are two. In our minds, we are two, good and evil. With our eyes, we see two things. Things that are fair and things that are ugly. We have the right hand that strikes and makes for evil. And we have the left hand full of kindness near the heart. One foot may lead us to an evil way, the other foot may lead us to a good. So are all things two. All two.
You know, Chief, you really have a way with words. You managed to use so many of them, and yet I still have no idea what you're saying.
Eric, my son, I think you have your answers.
You keep referring to me as your son, the Chief. Are you my father?
Well, no, not in the literal sense. Farewell, and may the Earth Spirit guide you.
Wait a minute, what have we actually figured out here? That Doug Lombardi may be good or may be evil? I think our best bet is just to kick the door down at Valve headquarters and get some answers. But we will need a method of transportation. Chief, will you help us?
I thought you would never ask. I will take you there myself. Ride upon my wings. On a flight to Valve!
The fiery vision of the Chief grows beyond the flames of the campfire and into the air, taking the form of a giant hawk. The hosts jump onto the back of this majestic, predatory bird.
Oh, ish! Get your arms ready! It's about to go up! Everybody in the place, grab up the upwing! But stay on your mother toes! We fly in this! Let's go!
I'm on a hawk! I'm on a hawk! Everybody look at me, cause I'm flying on a hawk! I'm on a hawk! I'm on a hawk! Take a good hard look!
in my eyes. Straight soaring on a bird through the deep blue sky. Busted one knot, too loud for us to talk. You can't stop me, motherfucker. Cause I'm on a hawk.
Take a picture trick. I'm on a hawk, bitch. We're smoking peace pipe, not taking bat hits. I got my briefcase and my feather headdress. Making dream catchers, riding on the Birdie Express.
I'm riding on a hawk, doing loops and spins. He's packing talons, not no paws or fins. Wouldn't be no place else, not a single regret. I'm on a hawk, mother. Yeah, yeah. Don't you ever forget.
I'm on a hawk, and it's going fast, and the chief is showing off an overactive tear gland. On the back of a beast in the sky like a tray. You, if you own the flow, then you show not me, oh.
Get the fuck up, this hawk is real. Outland, I'm on a hawk, mother. Out cause I ride wings, mother. I'm on the wing with my boys, mother.
And
this hawk screech makes noise, mother.
Hey, Gabe, if you could see us now. Rapping in the sky while the chief says how. Gonna fly this hawk to the moon somehow. We've been there before. Anything is possible.
Four heroes glide into Bellevue, Washington to land at what was once a peaceful Valve Corporation headquarters with green grass and corporate water fountains, but now a sort of military installation with barbed wire fences and guards patrolling the area. What are our heroes to do?
The bird has landed, Commander. I repeat, the bird has landed.
They have a chopper? They have far more resources than I thought. We will double our troops.
Sir, they rode in on a giant bird.
Come again, Agent O?
I don't know how else to say this. To be frank, sir, they rode in on a winged bipedal egg-laying endothermic vertebrate animal, classified as Aves. A fine feathered friend, if you will. Sir? Are you still there? Sir?
What is up with all the guards and the fences? It's software, folks.
Well, don't forget what Doug Lombardi told us. It's no longer just a software company. They have deep, dark secrets they want to keep silent.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd even call these folks Valve anymore. I mean, look closer at the logo on those trooper shirts.
Uber servers. I really wish that they were just a joke.
Me too, Wes. But now we're in the middle of a war zone. I say we plan out a strategic movement into the base and take out the boss quickly and quietly.
Screw that, Spencer. Let's just bust open the front door and show them all we've got. I'm tired of being pushed around.
Guys, let's think about this. We're probably going to need some help.
Brent's right. We're just four people. We need an army.
Okay, what are we waiting for? Brent, you check the vent channel for people. Eric, you get your Twitter feed working for us. Wes, how about you send out a Steam announcement? But be careful about the wording. There may be some monitoring of the channels. Also, hop on CP number one and get folks. Don't worry about CP4, though. Dial everyone you can, guys.
That sounds great, but we'll need some computers.
No problem. Got that covered. I just happen to have Doug Lombardi's ID, remember? See this little magnetic strip on the back? This is how we get inside the building.
Very nice, Spencer.
Now, let's get inside and find a computer.
Our hosts gain access to the seized Valve headquarters and find the Team Fortress 2 development offices.
Wow, check this out. This must have been where they worked on TF2.
And look over here. There's some plans for a 10th class.
Awesome. I would have loved to have seen that class in action.
Really? I kind of thought the soul net was a stupid idea.
Oh my god, these documents. Robot schematics. Valve was creating real-life robots. It says, Project M Sleeper, deployed February 2009, successful.
I knew that guy was a robot!
And look at this! They're growing babies in these containers!
Jenning 150, Jenning 151, Jenning.
This place is really starting to creep me out. Let's get these computers up and running and start contacting people. Tell everyone to get here as fast as they can.
Slowly but surely, more and more gamers assemble. A sea of gamers at the gates of the Valve complex, overrun by Uber server's regime.
Citizens, please back away from the gates and go home. There is nothing for you to do or see here. Please just go home.
Free Valve! Free Valve! Free Valve!
Citizens, please back away from the gates and go home. There is nothing for you to do or see here. Go away now, or you will be destroyed.
Meanwhile, on the inside, our hosts finish their distress call and are seeking to destroy the evil within this mighty fortress.
This is harder than I thought it would be. There's sentries around every corner. No, oh, wait, get back. There's another guard. Hey, I'm gonna hit him with the briefcase.
I think that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, what if it opens up? Then we're all screwed.
And the odds of knocking somebody out with one hit are really tiny.
Hey, it worked. I knocked him out.
According to Wes, that's very improbable.
Drag him into that room and check his pockets. Maybe he has a gun.
Okay, let's see what we have here. Candy bar, walkie-talkie. Hey, some keys. Those might come in handy.
Agent Q, what's your status?
Oh, crap.
Well, somebody say something.
Here, let me have it.
Roger, roger. Where's your 49er, good buddy?
Brent, what the hell was that? You're gonna get us caught.
Agent Q, please repeat that. Over.
I'll do it. Here, hand it here.
I think we have a breach, sir. I'm going to check out room 213. Request backup. Over.
Don't move. I'm coming your way.
Wait a minute. We're in room 213.
I know.
I know. And when he comes in here, we'll be hiding while Eric hits him in the head with the briefcase.
Yeah, I like this. I can do this.
He got away with it once. I'm not sure he can do it again.
Agent Q. Are you in here?
Yeah, baby. Take some of that.
Hey, he's still moving.
And stay down.
Huh? Did somebody hit me?
He's getting up again.
Okay, I think he's down.
He was a tough one.
Hit him one more time. You know, just to be sure.
Meanwhile, in the surveillance room, the guards are watching and quite enjoying the fight.
Swing in, it's a hit!
Whoa, that kid has an arm on him, doesn't he?
That's one tough briefcase right there.
That's one tough noggin right there. You see how many hits it took to take him down?
Haha, yeah.
Hey, you think we should alert somebody?
Yeah, why not?
Uh-oh, I guess they know we're here!
Run!
Get to the chopper! The four hosts run down the hallway, only to find a dead end. They run in and out of offices, corridors, conference rooms, and end up in the massive lobby. As they dash for the front doors, a large masked man wearing an orange cape descends from the air, coming between our heroes and the freedom which lies just outside the doors.
Leaving so soon? I didn't even have a chance to introduce myself.
So you're behind all this?
I am. Thanks for noticing. I am Captain Uber. And I will be taking over this planet in, about 15 minutes.
My mother warned me about you.
Spencer Williams. It's been so long. You've really grown up, haven't you? Like father, like son, fighting for the greater good. Join me and together we will rule the galaxy.
I know now. I understand. You killed my father!
No, you have it all wrong, Spencer. I am your father.
No, it's not true. That's impossible!
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
No!
Join me and together we will rule the galaxy as father and son.
The whole galaxy?
Yes.
Every single star system?
Even the ones with the big, useless gas giants that nobody visits.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sold on it yet. Is there a health plan?
A health plan? What do you need a health plan for? You'll be ruling the galaxy.
What about paid holidays? Do I get paid holidays?
Yes!
How many?
Well, does it matter? You'll be omnipotent. You could take off half the year and who would say anything?
Well, I guess that's true. Will I get, like, my own office? I want a corner office.
I'm sorry to cut this little job interview short, but our army has just arrived and they've just busted through the front gate.
Right. Well, Dad, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to decline your offer. I appreciate the interview and you taking the time to see me today, but it does look like you're on the losing end of this one.
Fine. Then I will kill all four of you and brainwash your entire army. They will make fine minions.
Your reign of terror is over, Captain Uber.
Yeah, the building is completely surrounded. You're through, Captain Uber.
That's right. And after I brainwash them all, they'll be on my side.
And how do you expect to do that?
Oh, simple. With a push of a button.
Captain Uber pulls out a small gadget from his rather tight pants and presses a little red button. A deafening sound is emitted from the outdoor loudspeakers. Thousands of gamers cover their ears in pain and fall to their knees. It's only a matter of seconds now before this army of gamers become an army of evil servants.
I can feel my power growing!
Well, this is it, guys. This is the end.
It's been an honor podcasting with all of you guys.
I'm really gonna miss you guys. A lot.
Wait a minute. We have one last chance to fight back. We can save everyone outside. We can save the planet.
What?
The briefcase, Eric. Open the briefcase.
To one that is pure of heart, the great power within the briefcase will set the spirit free.
With the power that the observers have now, it would take some free spirits, just like the four of you, to take them down.
But opening the briefcase will kill all of us.
We've got no other choice! Do it!
Okay, here goes. Let's take one final look in the briefcase.
As the latches loosen on the briefcase, the lid flies open. A blinding light beams outward. As this brilliant light bathes the hosts, they are encased in hardened stone. Each host instantly frozen into a statue.
No, you fools! You've ruined my plans!
Captain Uber's powers have been stripped away. There he stands, an ordinary man. At the mercy of 1,000 gamers busting down the once grand entrance into Valve headquarters. As Captain Uber falls to his knees, ghostly silhouettes of the host float out of their shells and into the air. The room is still. Everyone is quiet as they stand in awe of such a beautiful sight. The ghostly figures merge into one large form.
We are now one. We are Witzer Coperton. Gamers, listen to us. You have followed us this far. It is time to retake what was stolen from us. Remove Captain Uber and allow Doug Lombardi to take his place once again at Valve Software. Our work is done here. You have all come today and saved the world. We now leave the world in your hands. You are the nation of gamers.
Doug Lombardi once again returns to Valve, and Captain Uber is banished forever. It was decreed that the four hosts would stand forever in the entrance of Valve headquarters in remembrance of what happened on this day.
And that's the end of the story.
That can't be the end, Grandpa.
I'm afraid it is, Doug Jr. You see, those podcasters put on one hell of a show. And they sacrificed themselves in the end for their listeners, their friends.
But how do they go on if they're statues?
They don't. They never recorded another show. The Control Point podcast died that day, but it will always live on in our hearts.
I want to be just like Brent, Wes, Eric, and Spencer when I grow up.
Oh, no you don't, little Dougie. I'd have to kill you before that happens.
Can you read it again, Grandpa?
No, no. It's much too late. You should be getting to bed.
Aww.
Tomorrow I'll read you a new story. A story about those same podcasters who went on to do a new show. A show called Nation of Gamers. And that's a whole new story indeed. Good night.
That's the show. So that's the show. So that's the show. Over. How did it go? That's the show. So that's the show. So that's the show. Over. How did it go? Directed by Eric Fullerton and written by Eric Fullerton. Also written by Brent Copeland and sound design by Eric Fullerton. How many times do I have to say Eric Fullerton? This is ridiculous.
Total Biscuit of CynicalBrett.com.
Hey, Eric Fullerton has himself. Colin C. as the grandpa. Grandpa. Mike Kerfiss, also known as Johnny Napalm, as guard number one. Adam York, also known as Mr. Ego. My favorite guard. Sabrina Hawkins as Spencer's mom. Dennis Bateman as the pyro. And Daryl Hazelrig as Salty Jones. Spencer Williams as himself. Colin C. as the narrator. Bob Mills as the chief. And Colin C. as the explorer.
All right, was that good? Do I need to do it again? What do you mean I forgot someone? Wes who?
So that's the end.